Yeah, it's going to be a big match for them. Obviously, two positive results from Finn Harps, away to Waterford in the league, and obviously away to Bray, and one and up in Bray. So two positive results, which is great, because they went through a wee spell there where we weren't getting the rubber green and we were losing games by narrow margins. So it's great to get two victories, and that will bring a bit of confidence back to all the players. But we know this is going to be a difficult task up in Sligo, and Sligo are going really well in the league, as you mentioned. So it's going to be a big game. But listen, we're going there in good form, and I suppose Ollie will set out his team to make it very difficult to play against. And the last time we were up there in September last year, we were 3-0 down after 30 minutes. So I would presume we're looking to hold out as long as possible. And last, I suppose, up until the two successful victories we had, our starting off in games were very poor. So he'd be looking to address that to make sure that we start off very well at the showgrounds.
Since that night in September, it has, of course, been all change around Finn Harps. They did take a victory at the start of the year, winning at Finn Park by 1-0. Carlo Sullivan scored that goal. That's a result I'm sure Ollie Horgan would take tonight in the road.
I think so, yeah. That's a big result. You know, we look at that, I mean, how much things have changed. Before COVID kicked in, Sligo Rovers were bottom of the table, and they've come back from the break and have been very good, and they've won 4 out of 5 league matches. So, yeah, the 1-0 victory, we'll take that tonight in the showgrounds for sure. We're going to have to be defensively very good tonight, because Sligo's top three are very dangerous, and they scored a lot of goals in the last 5 matches. So it's going to be a big game for them, for Harps. But, you know, we were good enough. We have the players. We have the bit of quality. It's just make sure we perform on tonight.
Yeah, and we have players now that are scoring goals as well, Declan.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Alex couldn't come in. Cogler came in and scored, obviously, 3 in the last 2 matches, and also assisted the last one for 80, Delap down in Waterford. So that will bring him confidence, and also there was a spread of goals from other players, which is really important. So, you know, it's obviously the strikers are up there to score goals, but they also need a good assistance from the top wingers and also the midfield 3 as well. So, yes, good. You know, we're in good form, so you couldn't really ask any more from the team in regards to going to the showgrounds with the confidence they have. So, and by all accounts, we have a fit squad going up there, so that's all positives.